Seven games of hoops last night, seven blowouts. You could argue that New Orleans-Charlotte was not a blowout. I would argue not an NBA game. We're going to get into it all here. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi is still laughing from my hilarious intro. Let's get right into it. Game of the day, I don't know. There wasn't so many good games. There were good moments in games. So we'll just kind of talk about that. Start with obviously the biggest one, Minnesota-Detroit. There was in the second quarter, a huge fight, couple of ejections, lots of great angles for you to see the fight on. Basically what happened was Detroit fouled Naz Reid. And then five players, including Reed and DiVincenzo, were ejected. Detroit coach was ejected. Pablo Prigioni, the assistant for Minnesota, was ejected. It was just like completely wild. No Cade for Detroit. Timberwolves end up winning by 20. The score is like less important. Like Detroit's locked up with their seeding. Not locked up, but they're 4-5-6 seed. Minnesota's a 6-7-8 seed. Like the seeding here was less important. It was more of like, wow, like tempers were flaring. Guys were fighting. Levi, your thoughts on this game?
Jalen Duren did not get involved in that scuffle. Upside, you don't want any of those, real important players for the Pistons getting affected by this by the time that they go into the playoffs. Ron Holland literally pushed Dante DiVincenzo to the side like it was nothing. And are we calling this Malice of the Palace Part 2?
Yeah, because it was getting in the stands.
It was getting feisty. They're getting a little bit of tempers. Tempers were more than flaring out there. Ultimately, I think if you watch the Pistons throughout the season, this was bound to happen at some point. They're a very aggressive team.
You see the Isaiah Stewart Bad Boys 2.0?
Yeah.
He's like, he wants it. He wants people to look at him like Bill Laimbeer, which he is kind of a modern day Bill Laimbeer. Of like, his presence is more important than his talent, which is what
right.
Bill Laimbeer was.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. He's like this team's Charles Oakley, if you want to put it into Knicks terms.
Oakley, very good. Yeah, so not too much to say about the game itself. More that fight, I think, was huge, no?
Yeah, the game was wasn't anything exceptional.
Yeah, and speaking of fights, the next game where Houston won 148-109, they also had a fight. Dylan Brooks was ejected, now leading the league in ejections for his third season straight. That's a great stat. Him and Durant and Nick Richards got into it. Durant and Richards got a technical, and he got two technicals. But this Houston team is still just so dominant, like 148 points. They've now pretty much locked up the two seed in the West. There's still a chance, right? They're up two games above the Nuggets, but it seems like they're, you know, two games with 10 games left is tough. So, like, something crazy would need to happen.
I don't know about crazy. To be honest with you, though, I don't think that it's going to make that much of a difference. Like, I think the Houston team is a good team, young team. When it comes down to it, they have some people who give them experience, but I don't think that they're really making any noise in the playoffs, seriously.
Well, I'll tell you why it matters, because it depends who's in that 7 and 6 spot. So right now, the Clippers, Warriors, and Timberwolves are fighting for that 6 spot. It's too soon to tell what's going to happen. You want the home court, though. And the Grizzlies are kind of in between both fights.
Right.
Whereas, like, the Grizzlies could randomly, like, they fired their coach. They haven't been looking good. They could randomly just drop to 7 all of a sudden. Anyway, next. More blowouts. New York blows out Portland 110-93. Remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week even, but this was a much closer game. It had the Bridges three-pointer at the end. This time, Bridges had a half-court buzzer beater, but the Knicks were, they pretty much won in the third quarter and never looked back. It was a great game. You know, Denny played well, 33 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 14-25. But like Ananobi and Bridges both scoring 28. Quiet night for Towns. No real notes here. No real notes on any of these games. They were all blowouts, right? The Hawks beat Milwaukee 145-124. Chris Boucher played the game of his life, 36 points, 12 of 21 shooting. Milwaukee, it was Giannis and Kuzma, but like, that's
really...
Does it
make you look differently at the Rookie of the Year race at all?
No, it makes me look differently at the Bucks. I'm officially worried about the Bucks.
I'm there with you.
The Bucks, I'm kind of like, I was, during the season, I was like, Giannis and Dame, like, that's scary. And now I'm kind of like, I hope the Knicks get to play the Bucks in the first round. Like, I don't want to face this team. I'm scared of this Detroit team. I'm scared of the Pacers. I'd much rather them see the Bucks.
I think a lot of the teams are trying to aim for them now.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't think you want to play Giannis regardless.
There's no real aiming because the Knicks pretty much locked up the 3 seed and the Bucks are right now the 6 seed and they can't go to the 7. So, and they're a game and a half behind Detroit. So it's like, it's seeming like the Knicks will play with the Bucks, which I'm happy about. But again, you always have to fear Giannis.
Brunson's coming back at some point soon, no?
It's been he's cleared for basketball activities.
That's such a vague.
I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. Like, I genuinely, he could be, if you're cleared for basketball activities, does that mean like?
He's in the arcade, you know, putting up.
Yeah, like, I don't know what that means. He said, like, he's taking his time. I don't hate that he's out. I don't hate that he's out. Meaning, I'm fine. Like, we're in the 3 seed. We're not getting Boston. We're not going down to the 4 seed. Let us figure out, like, what we have here. And Anobi and Bridges have been shining. Like, we're too Brunson dependent. This is, like, good for us.
Also, on the flip side, if Tibbs is going to play Brunson into the ground, at least let it be, you know,
starting
off
the first round. 100%. Yeah. Next, Golden State beats the Spurs 148-106. A lot of high-scoring blowouts. He won by literally 38 points. This guy, my guy, Brandon Podziemski. Hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But he's been around enough for me to, like, pretty much know how to pronounce his name. Led the Warriors with 27 points. Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, 13 apiece. This is one of those, the same thing. Phoenix beat the Spurs yesterday. We're up to the Keldon Johnson show and the Sandro Mamukashvili, the Knick killer. So it's just like, yeah, they're going to lose except to the Knicks. So, oh well.
Yeah, I told you, this is my favorite part of the season where Corey Brewer drops 50, you know, like.
I know, this is not my jam. Underrated stat, Wizards, who have been awful the entire season, they are now 16-58, and Utah is 16-59. Utah, officially worst team in the league right now. So,
yeah, makes sense.
By you, Wizards, two 15-game losing streaks were not enough to get you the last spot for Cooper Flagg, even though, like, the top four spot, the bottom four all have the same lottery odds, but still. Okay, Toronto, Philly, and New Orleans, Charlotte. So Toronto, Philly, Toronto won 127-109. New Orleans, Charlotte, I joked in the beginning, it actually was a good game. Alvarado had, like, a go-ahead three-point play to give them the win. I still, like, I'm good not speaking about these games, but this is kind of where I let you kind of do your thing.
Looking at the Hornets, right? Looking at this box score here, I think there's a lot of people that would say, you know, earlier in the season, like, it can't get much worse. And then you see a box score like this, and you're like, no, it can. Melo is out again for the rest of the season. Mark Williams didn't play. It's been a season riddled with injuries for the Hornets, unfortunately, and they have a lot of talent on their team, and I really hope that next season they can turn it around.
Yep, totally agree with you. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing, and I want to thank you for listening.